I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I think it's fair to say that Ebola is the top news story in America right now, now that authorities announced the first confirmed case of the disease in the U.S., a Liberian man who fell ill while visiting relatives in Dallas, Texas. Today, officials there said they're carefully monitoring a dozen or more people who came into contact with the infected patient. With all the fear surrounding the Ebola outbreak, I'm sure a lot of you are thinking about it, but there is actually some good news to report on Ebola. Health officials in Nigeria, for example, are being praised for successfully containing the disease there. And that success started in the lab, Dr. Christian Happy's lab. It was one of two in Nigeria tasked with confirming the first diagnosed case in that country back in July. It was a case of Liberian-American Patrick Sawyer, who flew into Lagos already sick and who later died there. Happy's lab was sent his blood samples.
We received the samples around 9 p.m. in the night. We actually started processing the sample around midnight, and the next day in the morning, as early as 6:40, we released the result. We repeated it about three times, because when we saw it, the result positive the first time, we wanted to be very sure, because it was a very first case of Ebola in Nigeria. Mm.
Were you part of the process of physically conducting the blood test?
It's actually the laboratory using the latest diagnostic technology. When I received the sample, I actually decided to take the lead myself, because I didn't want to leave room for any mistake or to be able to be responding to questions that I wasn't too sure about.
Right, as you say, several times to make sure that you're not getting any false positives. Doctor, we hear so often about how, to borrow a line from the late novelist Chinua Achebe, how things fall apart in Nigeria, how they don't work, from abysmal roads and traffic to finding kidnapped girls. How do you account for Nigeria's success so far in containing the Ebola outbreak?
First was what I call sheer luck.
Sheer luck.
Sheer luck, because Patrick Sawyer came into Nigeria through the airport.
And this is a man who came, the civil servant from Liberia.
Exactly. He stumbled at the airport. And because he was a high-profile civil servant, so he had, you know, a protocol service waiting for him. He was taken from there on to one of the best medical facilities in Lagos. Going to that medical facility, they diagnosed malaria. They couldn't get it, but because he was coming from Sierra Leone, then they sent the sample to Lagos University Teaching Hospital and us. From that point on, Patrick Sawyer was quarantined.
Yes.
Because he was quarantined, that reduced dramatically the number of people that could have been exposed. The other scenario could have been, imagine if it was somebody that crept into Nigeria through the porous border, then got sick in a small rural community, then transmitted disease in that small rural community. And then from there, you know, the ravage, the havoc would have started.
The city of Lagos, with its 10 million plus inhabitants, I mean, when Patrick Sawyer first landed there, everybody had the nightmare scenario on their minds.
Yeah.
What's accounting for Nigeria not letting this get out of control at this point?
The first aspect I mentioned was sheer luck. Then the second aspect was actually preparedness on our own part. We were involved with our collaborators at Harvard, because we have a consortium. The countries involved in this consortium are Sierra Leone, Senegal, and Nigeria. So while we were involved in tackling Ebola in Sierra Leone, we actually put in place in Nigeria the machinery for diagnosis of Ebola. So when we received the sample, we had all that was required, all ready for Ebola diagnosis.
So preparedness, yeah.
Preparedness.
Dr. Happy, I guess I'm not too surprised to hear that you were very hands-on through this whole diagnostic process, because I'm told you, when you grew up in Cameroon, your childhood heroes were Drs. Watson and Crick, who discovered the DNA molecule. When you were a kid, I mean, how many other young people were holding up Drs. Watson and Crick as role models?
I would think that there are many others out there. A lot of young kids in Africa have dreams and aspirations, and I'm sure there were probably many young older people like me out there. I was probably lucky that I had opportunities, and then it was more or less my dreams in life coming true with what I'm doing now.
Dr. Christian Happy, whose dreams come true, is about keeping others safe from a deadly disease. Dr. Happy is a professor of biological sciences at Redeemer's University, just outside Lagos, Nigeria.